Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan.
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
It's Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. It is Wednesday, which means we are halfway through the week. And I still haven't figured out if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Either way, it's neither. Here on Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, you're listening to us on the southern swath of Wisconsin and the eastern half. I'm over here in Waukesha on WAUK 540 AM as well as 101 FM, The Shaw. You're over there in the Solidarity Realty Studios at the Devil Radio Madison location at Devil Radio 92.7 FM as well as 1580 AM. That's WTTN.
Yeah. And it's
check us out on the Devil Radio app, dude.
You can check us out on the app. You can check us out online on Twitter and Facebook as well. You can follow the show at Dueling Tangents on Twitter as well as both of the stations at Devil Radio 927 and at WAUK Radio on Facebook and Twitter. But Brian, it's a whole lot of Wednesday. We got a pretty jam-packed news day that we're going to get to all the headlines and what's going on here in the great state of Wisconsin. But as always, our listeners can join the conversation, share their tangent, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. But Brian, it's an exciting and interesting time right now because we've got a lot of people running on the ballot. And a lot of, like you've alluded to, campaign ads have candidates in various settings walking through crowds.
Hi, my name is candidate blah, 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 and I can do things. You can tell by the way that they're, this is paid for by somebody else. Oh, if they want to go and do something bad, it's shadowy. And oh, my goodness, it's almost like a dream where these hooded people are coming in and murdering people because of Tony Evers. Oh, my goodness, I can't vote for him now.
Yeah, there's a lot of different underlying tones and everything for campaign ads, but one of the most common backdrops right now for campaign political ads this campaign season here in the state of Wisconsin is gas stations.
Yeah.
Republicans are doing their campaign spots for their campaign ads in front of gas stations.
I bet you they're going to gas stations where there's so many people that would maybe disagree with the point of view that they're trying to push.
No, because that's the exact time when everybody's filling up right now at the pump is the exact time that you want to talk to them about politics, I guess. Or at least that's how some Wisconsin Republicans view it, because they're not just going to different areas with like parades and things of that nature. They're going and campaigning at the pump, Brian. And there's a very interesting piece over at the Racine Journal-Times. And the headline is Wisconsin Republicans are running for office at the gas pump. This is written up by Adam Rogan over at the Journal Times. And it's a pretty you brought it to my attention, Brian. You brought this for the show today. And
I'm starting to when I try and keep my finger on the pulse of, you know, the community or, you know, the online community or just you go into different circles and things like that and you kind of hear what people are saying and I'm starting to see people who had no political leanings or no political affiliation starting to share things about Biden and gas right now, which means that they're winning the messaging wars.
Right. People that you contend aren't really necessarily talking about politics in a lot of
they don't necessarily care about politics. They know that the gas pump sucks. And the easiest way to do it is go, Biden is president, and that's awful. Because when you have, you know, living day-to-day expenses, I guess you can't, you know, pay attention to things like the things that affect those day-to-day expenses. But anyway.
Yeah, well, for a lot of people out there, there is just some association. Oh, whoever's in the White House, whoever's in charge right now, they're to blame for the reason. The gas prices are so high.
Yeah, because depending on who you ask, if Clayfish is at the pump, she's blaming Tony Evers. If Stiles at the pump, he's blaming Joe Biden.
Yeah, so different candidates means different places of blame. If you, like you said, federal candidates blaming federal, quote-unquote, troublemakers, is what Republicans would be referring to him as. Or if you're running for a statewide race, you're blaming the statewide actors here in the state of Wisconsin.
I don't know how you're even blaming this on Evers whatsoever. Dude is trying to actually repeal the federal gas tax or suspend it for a while.
Right, he wanted a federal gas tax holiday through the end of the year, and that has not made much progress, as far as I can tell, in Congress.
But at least he's trying to do something, and he's not crying about it at a pump when he didn't actually have anything to do with it.
Right, and so I also find it interesting, though, that one of the votes that did go before Congress, where Brian Stile, who was complaining about federal actors, Biden, the EPA, that nature, Stile had the chance to vote against price gouging, to prevent oil companies, big oil companies, from price gouging Americans right now.
They mentioned that way down in the article.
Took 16 paragraphs for the reporter in this piece to get to that point, Brian, but I think it's important to point this out because, like you said, people are having these conversations. People are upset about high gas prices. I'm upset about high gas prices, too. And I think if we don't talk about this issue, it becomes just framed from right-wing talking points. And so I was like, all right, I don't...
Those are the easiest to understand because they do know their voters.
Right. They boil it down and they send it out in mass. They blame Biden. They got those stickers of Biden saying, I did that. And they're putting on gas
It's
pumps.
So funny because he did it.
But if you ask, hey, well, what did Biden do to make higher gas prices?
Would you like him to do to fix it?
Right. What magical lever
stumped
could he pull?
And stymied every time. In fact, they changed subjects almost immediately.
It's very similar to the response when you ask, you know, individuals that claim there was widespread voter fraud in the 2020 election to be able to say, okay, where was the fraud? Was committed? And you ask simple questions like that, and the arguments start to fizzle.
They change the subject because they are weak and they are weak-minded individuals.
And so I think that's an important thing for individuals to also talk about. So why do they believe Biden and Evers are the cause for these higher gas prices? And you go through all these things. Oh, well, he rejoined the Paris Climate Agreement. Even though prices were going down during the Obama administration, gasoline prices were going down amidst the initial joining of the Paris Climate Accords.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sorry, that doesn't really seem like a very... one-off. They're not directly related.
But besides, those are future goals, not necessarily things like a button that you press.
Right. And so I think it's important that we go, okay, well, if record prices are at record highs right now, let's see what the oil companies are doing. Let's go check in and see what the, I don't know, profit margins are for these oil companies, Brian.
And let's maybe compare it to the price of oil then, the price of oil now.
Right. I think looking in and seeing what oil companies, if they're just meeting their margins, but they have to charge these higher prices because the commodity is so high in the market right now, okay, maybe that's not the problem. We'll go look for a solution elsewhere. But when you look at the big oil companies' profit margins, Brian, for quarter one of 2022, you start to see that maybe the most direct players in setting prices for gasoline are the ones that are reaping in all of the benefits right now of higher gas prices.
That's crazy.
Because it takes till paragraph 16 for Adam Rogan to touch on this point, but I think it needs to be highlighted a little bit higher, in my opinion. Because ExxonMobil, Brian, they had $5.48 billion of profits in the first quarter of this year alone.
Huh.
BP, $6.2 billion in profits, their highest quarterly profit in a decade.
They are financially strapped then. I can see why they can't change anything.
Chevron, $6.26 billion, a 400% increase compared to 2021's Q1.
They must have done that because of Joe Biden, which is also a bad thing, even though they're profiting, which is a good thing. But it's because it's Joe Biden's fault that it's bad. But it's also Joe Biden's fault because he's feeble and can't do anything, right?
Three companies, Brian, raking in almost $18 billion of profit.
In 3 months.
Over the first 3 months of this year alone. I attest that when those quarterly numbers come out at the end of this, we're coming up to the close of the second quarter, Brian. I think those numbers are going to be even more staggering for quarter two. But apparently it takes till paragraph 16 for reporters that are covering the fact that Republicans are running on this issue. They're running and they're campaigning at gas pumps.
If you see one of these jackasses at the pumps, ask them what they're doing to stop price gouging.
Because
when they had a chance to, Brian Stiles said no.
Yeah, Brian Stiles voted against it federally. If Rebecca
everything
Clefish,
that he complains about, everything that he has complained about, he's had a chance to vote on, he said no to.
Yeah, and if Rebecca Clefish really wanted to call for money and relief to Wisconsinites facing these higher prices at the pump, she could, I don't know, tell her friends in the state legislature. Put politics aside. Right now, Americans are hurting. Let's use some of that $3.8 billion of surplus sitting in Wisconsin's state coffers right now and return it to the Wisconsinites. Return it to Wisconsin taxpayers.
Use it to cut into, give it to directly to the gas companies or the gas, like the Quick Trips that are basically your donors, right? Why don't you give it directly to Quick Trip and see how fast they spend it on their gas to go and reduce prices? Will that happen? Because if they did, then I guarantee you that people from Illinois will go and drive up here and buy more of our gas. But then again, are you manipulating the market by doing that? Are you advocating for socialist or communist type of policies by doing that? Again, will you specifically enumerate what you want Joe Biden or Tony Evers to do to go and fix the situation? Or are you just looking for someone to blame because you're too dumb to figure out what the actual situation is?
Yeah, well, I don't think they want to actually admit that it's corporate profiteering off the American people right now.
Uh-huh. It totally is, though.
And that is the thing, is they don't want to actually identify the problem that we are facing.
Because it's something that we let happen.
No, they want to play the blame game, and they want to be able to continue to play politics rather than actually come up with solutions to address the problems like rising prices.
And any time that we suggest an issue or suggest a solution, which Democrats have suggested and put forth several solutions, they keep getting voted down over and over again. But somehow, Evers and Biden have the ability to affect global gas prices on their own, but yet can't get any bills of their own passed.
No. But how's that filibuster doing? You know, really fostering some bipartisan solutions in the U.S. Senate where that...
Making people work together. And hey, when was the last time that Republican worked with a Democrat? You know that one Republican that said, I'm campaigning on trying to work together with people? Because somehow the Democrats always have to campaign on, I want to work across the aisle. But not one Republican has ever, ever, ever campaigned on working across the aisle. In fact, all they do is campaign on, well, at least I'm not a Democrat.
Yeah, folks.
Do you have any ideas? Nope. At least I'm not a Democrat.
Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're taking your calls. 844-967-2789. Got a number of other Wisconsin headlines and your calls coming up after the break.